What I was asking is the actuals of 5/7/12/343, is that still, mine is as of October 31st. I'm curious to what those numbers are.
Yes. GCR, we budgeted to end the balance at, if you take away the 500,000 contingency and 500,000 in emergency, we were going to be 5,300,000, just over 5,375,000. Currently, we're almost at 6,140,000. One of the major factors is the sales tax revenue. We projected 8.2 million for the year in 2021, and our actuals were just under 10,240,000.
Going into next year, we have a fund balance in GCR of a little over 6.1 million.
Correct. Correct. We still do have a couple of
payroll and different expenses.
That includes the insurance.
Not like I said, I just want to know where we're at. So during budget, I guess I'll start. During budget, we talked, was it Thursday, Friday, Monday?
Friday, we stayed at a long day. And Wednesday,
Whatever that was, we started talking. 80 and out came up as part of the budget. Was it Friday? Anyways. And so that's why it was put on for today to specifically talk about that. And that way, if anybody wanted to speak or had questions or concerns, we'd be able to listen to them and then actually make a final vote or recommendation on what we're going to do.
So I think the auditor was going to show each department what the 80 and out would estimate cost their department, right? It was broke down, so each department would be made aware of what it would cost their department.
I don't know that's an estimate. Were you asked or directed to do that? I think we covered that.
We covered on the total through the county of which ones, what it would be, what the effect would be in reference to how much it would cost.
I don't know that he was actually asked to provide that, but we can.
I mean, okay. Yeah, we can.
I just had that note. That
we do have some kind of breakout. It is... we could do the change of how much cost it would be. When we were discussing that,
well, here's how I look at it. I think 80 and out is another tool to help recruit and keep. I think it can be any benefit, let's put it that way, it's an additional benefit, and any benefit can be used to retain or keep or attract employees. But I want to make sure that the positives outweigh the negatives before we do anything like that. I think, I'm trying to find those notes that Sheila was just talking about, that talked about what the actual individual cost was. I'm going off memory.
I really thought it was you that said you'd like to make each department aware that...
I think I did say that. I don't know that you said that David was going to... I don't know that we directed
or
asked David.
I could cover a portion of that we discussed on Friday. Yeah.
And there was probably a misunderstanding when I talked to David and asked him if he had sent to the budget to each department and everything. So I thought that's what you had sent, that so they would know.
The amount would also be, I mean, the change would be roughly the same, but it would be an increase if we do a different COLA amount than 4% on the total amount that we're going to spend. But on the difference between not doing 80 and out and 80 and out, I can do and give some numbers in reference to that.
Well, real quick.
You provided me that, well, right now, loggers is for GCR at 14.5, and for...
David, hold on, 14.5%?
Yeah, 14.
And it would go up to 17.1?
I believe it was 17.1, and then the
and law, enforcement.
Law enforcement is at 16.1%.
And it was 17.3?
Go up to what I was given was 17.3.
That's what I have, 17.3.
Yeah.
I can't find my notes. I'm going off.
Mm-hmm. And actually, any of those that are on GCR will not matter, because even if it's going to increase the department, then GCR will put it in that budget. It's really just your road and bridge and sheriff's department that would need to be aware in their budget.
Yes, all the departments would be at
that. And the
assessor. Other than the law enforcement, loggers is at.
Well, let's do a breakdown real quick. Do you still have that information?
I do.
So GCR was
so as a whole
roughly 110,000.
As a whole, it would be 345,000 difference. When broken out, GCR would be 30% of that, at roughly just over 102,000. Road and bridge is going to be at 31%. Of just over 108,000. The assessor is 5%, which is going to be just over 17,500. Transfer station will be 6% at 19,000. Law enforcement is going to be 27% at just over 92,500. 911 is going to be just under 4,000 at 1%. And sewer is going to be 1% as well, just under 2,000. And then we also.
And real quick, this, how many employees total?
We have, for budgeting, we have budgeted 294 employees total.
Because some of those are unfilled positions.
Some of those are unfilled positions. Some of those will not have loggers. Some opted out of loggers. So,
but this gives us a good basis to go off of.
Correct.
And then what is... So that everybody's on the same page. We have to, if we were to do this, we have to go back and pick up that benefit, the 80 and out benefit for any prior employee, correct?
2.3 million pickup from the back.
That's 2.3 million. Mm-hmm. And there's no interest on that. And that's paid over 20 years.
I thought they said there was probably an interest. They couldn't give us the exact amount, but it would go into that same fund.
And then that goes into a fund that's essentially our fund. It's just for retirement. Melanie, were you a part of that? Fact finding. Was it Don then?
Don Blue is our law.
Is she the one that had the?
Yeah. And like every budget, that's a guesstimate, because each year loggers' rate changes, and it changes based upon what we've got in the reserve and how we hire employees. Is what they said.
Yeah, it's all variables. So of that 345,000, 115 of it goes back to pick up the benefit prior.
Mm-hmm.
For any current employee, correct? that's the purpose of the 2.3 million.
And the 2.3 million determines on how many take advantage of it in what time frame too. All of that goes to play. It's
right.
Like right now, according to the figures, we have 25 employees that could retire right now at 55 and receive right now. They're eligible. But for some reason, they chose to continue to work. They're not using it. Most likely because you don't think you can live on just loggers. You need to get another job.
So you mean we have 25 employees that are eligible now, regardless of doing the AD now?
Yes, that's what is on that report that Don gave us, Don Blue.
Maybe they just want to work.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they want to live more comfortably.
Okay. I did talk with some other entities that are looking at possibly doing this, and they made some good points. Somebody starts out, I think collectively we probably all agree that somebody that's 22 doesn't really think about retirement. Is that a safe statement?
It's what we've been told, that the younger ones don't care about the benefits. They want that money in their pocket right now.
Yeah, there are some that understand it and get it, and there's others that don't, and that's fine.
Everyone's
at 22,
different.
I wasn't worried about retirement. But whenever they get to be, let's say, early to mid-30s, they're starting to think about it. Is that a safe statement?
That goes in the same theory that our past road and bridge administrator said, that when he noticed a big difference from hiring someone at 22 or so, their whole work ethics towards, and then maybe after they got responsibility, got a family, child or something, he could see a difference in their work.
So it's a safe statement to say mm-hmm. that they've matured.
They're growing up.
They've matured and they understand. The, mm-hmm. So if somebody is with us from, let's say, 25 to 32, 33, that's 7 or 8 years, they may not understand the benefit early on, but they understand the benefit later on, and we would have the investment in the individual for the training and everything that they do, whether it be road and bridge, clerical, staff, deputy, regardless of what it is, we have an investment in we have an investment in that individual. After they've been here 7 or 8 years, they're less likely to, you know, if we're worried about retention, they're less likely to leave if they have, hey, I can retire earlier if I choose to. And as you pointed out, there's some that don't choose to. They would have that benefit, and that might help with retention. That's what was pointed out to me by talking to some other counties.
Yeah. And when we say retire, we're just saying draw loggers. They could retire from the county and draw loggers. But that doesn't mean they're going to have to get their other income. They're going to have to start saving.
That's on them. I'm just talking about as far as retention. That is a tool for retention. Mm-hmm. So here's my concerns. One, the cost. Two, will it work? Will it truly retain? And three, are we going to, because right now, as everybody knows, I was at a restaurant this morning and I said, please be patient because we're having a hard time finding staff. We're having staff issues here at the county. Probably not as bad as most private entities. I think we're doing pretty good. How many are we going to lose if we do this? And are we going to be able to continue to provide the services that we need to provide? I guess I'm concerned about the timing. So, road bridge, for example, I don't know how many would take advantage of it. I've heard different numbers. Let's say 10 take advantage of it, just for easy math. If we lose 10 guys in the next, or females, in the next 2 months, Are we, A, going to be able to replace them? And B, do we need to replace them to be able to continue?